KFRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In a squeaker of a vote, the Republican-led House voices its disapproval of President Trump's tariffs on Canada.
The final vote of 219 to 211 was a rare rebuke of the president and GOP House leaders. Six Republicans joined all but one Democrat in favor of a resolution to terminate the president's use of a national emergency to put punitive trade measures on Canadian goods. The resolution stands a good chance of passage in the Senate. However, it's unlikely to become law since it would take two-thirds majorities in both chambers to overcome an expected White House veto. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Ukrainian athlete has been disqualified from competition in the Winter Olympics. It's because his helmet includes images of Ukrainian athletes killed in the Russian invasion. Ukrainian skeleton racer Vladislav Hereskevich refused a request to wear different head protection.
International Olympic Committee spokesperson Mark Adams says the IOC wants Hereskevich to have his moment, and it feels his grief over the war in Ukraine.
There are 130 conflicts going on in the world. We cannot have 130 different conflicts featured, however terrible they are. We cannot have them featured during the field of play. During the actual competition.
Hereskevich says the IOC's decision plays along with Russian propaganda.
Correspondent Donna Warder, it was another night of Russian drone and missile strikes on Ukrainian cities, including the capital, Kiev. A glove figures prominently on this day 12 of the search for Nancy Guthrie. Found about a mile from her home, authorities are now analyzing it. Was it worn by an armed man? It was seen in surveillance video on the night Nancy Guthrie disappeared. Dow futures up 104 points. This is SRN News. Theologians take on the governor of Kentucky.
Democrat Andy Beshear says he vetoed a bill that would have kept boys out of girls' restrooms and locker rooms in the schools because he is a Christian and bases his decisions on Jesus' command to love your neighbor as yourself. He says this belief also leads to his support for abortion. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention says you either have orthodox biblical Christianity or you have this theological liberalism and whatever it produces next. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. and Hungarian governments are teaming up to combat persecution of Christians. The State Department says a new partnership will focus on supporting Christians and people of faith facing persecution, particularly in the Middle East and sub-Saharan Africa. Religious freedom groups are cheering the announcement. International Christian Concern says it is promising and has the potential to have a meaningful impact in these regions. This is SRN News. How are those cholesterol numbers?
Scientists are testing an entirely new way to fight heart disease, whether gene editing might offer a one-time fix for high cholesterol. It's very early-stage research that has been tried on only a few people so far, but gene editing approaches being developed by two companies show hints that switching off certain genes could dramatically reduce artery-clogging cholesterol. Cardiovascular disease is the nation's and the world's leading killer. For now, more research is still needed. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trouble could be on the horizon, something that budget hawks have been warning of for a long time. Congressional Budget Office projects worsening federal deficits and rising debt over the coming decade. A skyrocketing debt driven by increased spending on Social Security, Medicare, and debt service payments. More details, SRNNews.com.